I'm Bill Radke, bringing you The Record on KUOW. Thanks for tuning in today.
This is a very significant and good day for the city of Seattle, for the police department, and for the community.
That is the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, talking about some positive feedback from the federal judge overseeing the city's Department of Justice-mandated police reforms. The mayor calls it very significant, a very significant day for the Seattle police, but there's more work to do, something my next guest, Seattle Times reporter Steve Miletich, agrees with.
A finding of full and effective compliance does remove a burden that has been on the department for more than 5 years and allows them to move forward, with a new mandate. And that mandate now is to prove that these reforms are locked down and in place, and that they will address some remaining issues that the judge cited. Overall, it is a huge milestone for the department.
Okay, before we get to phase two, the hard part, remind us, what did Seattle do that has given the Justice Department confidence that phase one went right?
Well, the first part of the reform effort revolved around policy, changing policies regarding use of force, crisis intervention, that type of thing, de-escalation policies. And then the next step was actually showing that those policies had translated into change on the street, actual improvement. And one of the key findings of the court on use of force was a determination that the department had significantly reduced use of force under this reform agreement that was put in place in July of 2012.
Right, which is extremely significant just in itself. And then, as we say, phase two, You said that's the part where the Seattle locks it down. Why is that an even harder part?
There's always a tendency when you reach a milestone like this and get across the finish line to take a deep breath, and it's human nature, and maybe let up a little bit. And I think what the judge is saying is you can't let up. You have to keep going. You have to be vigilant. There are some remaining issues that need to be dealt with. Mayor Durkin, at a press conference on Wednesday, agreed with that, saying that this is not the time to rest on their laurels. So I think it's a psychological thing, and an actual work that remains ahead.
Seattle's former mayor Ed Murray weighed in on this announcement, this milestone, giving a lot of credit to Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole, who, of course, is leaving. Will the Deputy Chief Carmen Best, who's been now promoted to at least temporarily lead the department, what are the signs that Chief Best is going to stick around?
Well, number one is that she worked at the shoulder of Chief O'Toole for the last 3 years or so. And so she was right in the thick of this reform effort, and she has pledged to continue that work, said that they still need to do more. She carries the mantle of Chief O'Toole, who clearly was instrumental in moving the department forward.
Finally, Steve, you're the criminal justice reporter. What is your biggest question about the police and phase two now of this consent decree that we're headed to?
Well, I think the biggest question is who will be selected as the next permanent police chief, who will have this tremendous responsibility to get through this two-year period. There's always a debate about whether to go in-house or outside the department and hiring a chief. So there'll be a close look at that. There's a search committee that's been formed. The mayor has said that this is a key aspect of the next step. So I think that is the number one key question going forward, is who will be selected as the next police chief.
What about the union? They still don't have a contract. What are the odds that the union abets the process of police reform, or in some way interferes with it?
That's the $64,000 question. It's been going on and on now for several years. There's not been a contract between the city and the Seattle Police Officers Guild. Clearly, Judge Robart wants to see that resolved. It feels it's an important part of moving forward on this two-year sustainment of the consent decree. He sent a message to the city saying, you know, the lack of a contract could imperil reform. We'll see what happens. A lot of this is cloaked in confidentiality, the contract negotiations, so we don't know all what's going on. You know, both sides say that they want to work in good faith to reach an agreement, but they haven't for quite a long period. And, you know, we'll see if there's, with the change of administration with the city and with some prodding of the court and some goodwill from the police union that they've expressed, whether they can really get it done.
Again, federal judge finds the city of Seattle in full and effective compliance with the federal court-ordered reforms, enormous milestone, and perhaps a harder part now to come. And that's criminal justice reporter Steve Miletich with the Seattle Times. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And coming up next on The Record, a street dancer and viral video star debuts his latest performance tonight here in the Puget Sound area, and we talk with Seattle comedian Solomon Giorgio. Stay tuned.